after the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, the census numbers are in, and it's pretty good news for Oklahoma. Executive Director Brent Kissling tells us about the numbers.
Yes, the numbers came out yesterday, 3.96 million people, which is a 5.5% increase in our population since 2010. This ranks us about 26th in the nation in percentage growth. We had hoped that we would be a little bit higher than that, but the good news is we grew faster than Kansas. We grew faster than New Mexico. We grew faster than Arkansas and Missouri. The only ones in our region that grew faster than us would be Texas, which was by far the fastest growing state in the nation. We did not lose a congressional seat like states like California and New York. I really think those populations are moving this direction, and in the next 10 years, we're going to see some pretty massive increases.
Kissling and his team worked hard to get all those Oklahoma numbers and says he's pretty pleased with the results.
This started 3 years ago with the Department of Commerce, and we focused a lot on the data side of things, making sure that the Census Bureau had all the addresses in the state of Oklahoma. We put together a consortium of organizations, urban, rural, geographically based, socioeconomic based, all across the state in order to get the word out. And I think the team did a spectacular job, maybe the best we've had in a generation in Oklahoma. And we saw a pretty significant increase.
Kissling says this is good news for all rural Oklahomans.
Representation. It means your voice will be heard. We don't have this when we'll find out the numbers for each county and for each community. But from what we're seeing, it looks like rural Oklahoma really stepped up and made sure they were counted. And that's going to show itself whenever we do the redistricting and that kind of thing as well.
Kissling says he's hopeful for the next 10 years that we will see unprecedented growth for the state. The Beef It's What's for Dinner brand, managed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, has launched a new beef campaign highlighting real beef farmers and ranchers. Consumers will be invited to learn more about how cattle farmers and ranchers around the country are employing sustainable practices to care for the land and produce high-quality beef. Recent scientific research funded by the Beef Checkoff shows that due to decades of continuous improvement efforts on farms and ranches around the country, the U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production. According to the EPA, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the United States. Additionally, 90% of what cattle eat is forage and plant leftovers that people can't even eat. The campaign's going to come to life in various ways, including new advertising. They'll have an interactive map on beefitswhatsfordinner.com and a series of interviews showcasing sustainability from farm to table on local TV and radio stations, influencer partnerships, and content sponsorships. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.